Hello and welcome to the Human Condition Podcast on Resilience Radio. I'm Lee Hatcher. I'm in conversation with Lynn Worsley, clinical psychologist and director of the Resilience Centre, wrapping up our three-part series of conversations on forgiveness. So, a quick recap of where we've been so far in this series.
Yes, we've looked at that whole notion of every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And we've looked also at how forgiveness is essentially being able to let go of our own reaction to things and gives us a perspective where we can look on and see if someone who's hurt us needs to face the consequences and how we might be able to do that without having our own anger and victim response to things.
But we've always been looking at somebody else wronging us. What if I'm the person who's done something wrong and I want forgiveness? How do we explore and go about achieving that? Give me a wisdom on the yes word. Sorry.
Yeah. And look, you know, really going through this, Lee, has been an interesting perspective for me because I've had a number of people who've come in for mediation in their family, and there's clearly been somebody who has done something wrong. And first of all, it's hard to get them to a point where they're not as defensive. You know, when people are defensive, there's usually because they're feeling blamed, and there may be some justification in that.
Yeah.
And so when you can work with somebody to get to a place where they're no longer defensive and they are truly sorry, how to say sorry is something that we don't do very well.
No.
And if
why don't we?
We do.
What's your explanation for that?
Well, I think when we want to say sorry to somebody, it's more like you still want to hold on to your own self-respect. And part of that holding on to that self-respect is to sort of go, oh, yes, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about this, but.
I'm not that bad.
I'm not that bad, so please forgive me. You're going to forgive me, aren't you? And I guess really that whole response of saying sorry is not expecting someone to actually accept it.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. Yeah. If you're saying sorry and the other part of that is that they're going to forgive you, well, then you're saying sorry with some strings attached. So the real true sorry needs to be completely coming to the other person with an absolute sorry and leaving them with that option that they can forgive or maybe not. It's up to them.
So I really mean I'm sorry and I'm not expecting anything in return.
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing. No strings attached. I've got this letter, this format here, the 7 A's of a confession or 7 A's of saying sorry, which I've taken from The Peacemaker by Ken Sandy. And I think it's really quite a helpful guide. So I thought maybe we'd unpack that together.
Beauty.
And just work out the 7 steps. So if anyone out there is thinking of writing a letter or saying sorry, it's worthwhile just stopping and pausing and having a little think about how you would put each of these parts together.
So it's the 7 A's of confession.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Okay, so the 7 A's of confession. The first one is to address everyone involved. Sometimes we sort of forget that there are other people that have been affected by the thing that we've done wrong.
Mm.
So it's actually sort of seeing ourselves in a system. It might be that you've hurt one person in front of you, but it may be that that person, it may be your partner, but there are children as well as in-laws or parents and so on that may have been affected by that. And sure, you may not have done it directly to them, but they have been affected because they're part of that system.
I remember you talking about a system last time and you differentiated between a relationship. Just go through that again.
Yes. Well, particularly if there's a domestic violence situation. You're not in a relationship. You're in a power imbalance. And so when you've got a situation where somebody has done something wrong to another and it's abuse and it's abuse of power, it's no longer a relationship.
Okay, yeah.
And in that situation, it destroys the relationship.
It's a system.
It becomes a system of power and control.
Mm.
So when we're in a situation when we're having to say sorry for this, and we've realized that we've been caught up in this power imbalance and this power and control, it's then actually looking at the whole system and saying, I'm sorry to all of you. This is and actually seeing the part that they would have had in that system.
They say timing is everything, but especially here when raising this kind of thing, when you do it is going to be pretty critical.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So it's important to make sure that the timing is right, that you know somebody isn't also going through something else, and you raising up your sorry isn't going to raise up more trauma for them.
Yes.
So be aware that there are other things. It's not about you when you're going in for to say sorry.
Okay.
So the second A of confession is to avoid if, but, and maybes. So the second A here, so you don't go, oh, look, I'm really sorry, but this is what happened.
Yes.
Or, you know, so maybe I wasn't going really well, or I wasn't very well at that time, and I should have, you know, I should have thought a bit more. Or, and if, the word if ruins a confession, you know, if only that this would have happened, I would have been much better off. So you've got to be really careful. Just take any time, if you're writing it out, don't put any ifs, buts, or maybes. Don't do anything that gives you an excuse or an explanation.
Because all that is about understandable self-justification, and maybe you're not sorry after all,
yeah.
Really.
The third one is to admit in a specific way, okay? The more detailed and specific you are when making a confession, the more likely that you're going to receive a positive response. So specific admissions help to convince other people that you're actually honest and you're facing up to what you really done. So let's say you've cheated on your partner. You know, to admit specifically, I cheated on you and this is what I did. I don't say go into all the details, because that's another topic that we should talk about on a podcast for infidelity. But when we start thinking about having to admit specifically, I said this and I should not have said this. This is what I said to so-and-so and I told them this and that I should not have done that and I am really sorry. Admit it specifically.
Okay.
Because it then brings down to the other person that, they know what they did.
Yes, they get it.
They get it.
And they're not trying to justify themselves.
The number of times I have heard people say, oh, they said sorry, but I don't think they get it. I don't think they really understand what they're saying sorry for.
Okay.
They just think they've got to say sorry to make things better. But they don't really know what they're saying sorry for.
No, be specific.
Be really specific.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Human Condition Podcast. I'm in conversation with Lynn Worsley on forgiveness. So in our journey through the seven A's of confession, we've addressed everyone involved, avoided if, but, maybe, admitted specifically. Here's number four.
The fourth one, fourth A, is to acknowledge the hurt.
Yes.
So when you acknowledge the hurt, you get into the shoes of the other person and you go, you make a point of actually saying, gee, that must have affected you by this. And I saw how sad you were and I can't believe that I have hurt you so much. And I really regret hurting you so much and doing this that I have done. So when it's actually being able to state the hurt, you then have really shown the person that you're saying sorry to, not that you just understand what you've done, but also the effect of it. And you've understood more of the system.
Can I ask you this question about regret and sorry? Because I get this from politicians. They cannot bear to say sorry because it's inferring that they're doing something wrong. But they express regret about something.
Yes.
And they're trying to differentiate between the two of them.
So they've taken the personal out of it.
Yeah.
So if you say, look, I really regret that. That was awful. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep going.
It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
And yes, it's regretful.
Yeah.
And your part in this, it's like, I am really sorry.
Give me the S word.
I should not have done that.
Yeah.
And I've hurt many people. And when you hear that sorry, you can't go anywhere with it. You can't go, oh.
I'm still angry.
It's like, yep, they're sorry.
And they've been specific?
Yes.
And they acknowledge my hurt?
Yes.
Can you give us some practical tips about getting inside you? I remember you saying getting inside their shoes. Now, we live in an era when it's all about me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to doing that.
Yeah. When you get into somebody else's shoes, you really empathize with them. You feel what they're feeling from their perspective. And when you feel what they're feeling, you can feel the weight of that pain. That is really helpful for the person you're saying sorry to. It's then, yep, you get me. Yes, you understand the consequences that I felt because of this.
But it is a challenge because I'm always thinking that everything's about me and around me today.
Yes, that's right. And really, it's an exercise of growth to move to another space.
Yeah. Okay, that was the fourth A. What about the fifth?
Okay, to accept the consequences. The consequences may be that they don't ever want to see you again. The consequences may be that, yep, I've accepted your apology and that's it. There's no more. But also it might mean that you don't have the same standing with them anymore. And, you know, the story of the prodigal son is actually a delightful story because the prodigal son is so sorry. He comes back and says, I want to be treated like one of the servants or one of the hired men. Don't treat me as a son. So I have done so much wrong. I no longer have got that position of being your son, and I'm ready to accept that. I want to be one of the hired men. And I think that itself means that he was able to really acknowledge that there is a consequence.
Yeah. I'm going to be really vulnerable here, though, and trusting in the other person to respect that and kind of make a big decision of their own to forgive.
Yes. Yeah. They don't have to forgive, remember?
No.
So, yes, you are being vulnerable. You're going to go in there and say sorry in a way that says you don't have to forgive me. And in factual fact, you shouldn't need to forgive me. Because essentially I have done something so wrong and I've hurt you so badly, I now know that my position is going to change as a consequence to this.
Yeah. Number six.
Number six is to alter your behaviour. So if you say sorry and you go back and do the same thing,
yes.
I'm sorry, ain't going to work.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say sorry, then write down, this is my plan. Bit like the prodigal son, I'm going to go back and I want to be one of your hired help. That's the plan.
And stick to it.
And stick to it. I'm going to no longer entertain other women when I'm at work. I'm going to always let you know when I'm going out and perhaps you can come with me. Or I'm going to make sure that if I'm going to send out emails in the future, I'm going to get my PA to check them before I send them out, particularly if they're going to be nasty. Yeah. Or I'm no longer going to do, you know, radio interviews live. I'm going to make sure that they're always
pre-recorded
because I can't trust my own words because I may hurt somebody.
I'll trust you, Lynn Worsley. Yeah. Number seven, finally.
So the final one is to ask for forgiveness and allow time, but don't expect that they have to.
Okay.
You know, again, particularly if you've done something wrong to another person, you've misused your power. If you're expecting that they have to have forgiveness, then you're putting that person into a position where they have no choice.
Yes.
You have to make sure that you're in a position that they may not forgive you.
Mm.
And that's okay. So if you want to read any more about this, the book The Peacemaker by Ken Sandy, S-A-N-D-E, it's a good book. It's actually really, really quite nice to work through that book. If you wanted to actually talk to a psychologist around some of this or someone at the Resilience Centre, it's a really nice way to work that through.
Yeah.
And writing sorry letters, takes some time. And it is actually helpful to bring them in and say, is this really a sorry letter or am I trying to justify myself here?
I forgot any ifs or buts in it.
Yes,
or maybe.
Please help me to be really sorry.
Yeah.
And I think that it's actually, when you think about writing a sorry letter, it's one of those growth places. The more that you become humble in this situation, the more likely that you're going to grow. So that's where I'd like to encourage people to see it as a point of growth.
I'm sure this series of conversations has been really helpful. I know I've gained an awful lot and learnt numbers of things through this. Lynn Worsley, thank you so much indeed for all your wisdom, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Human Condition Podcast. I'm Lee Hatcher. There's an inspiring range of our other podcasts and so many great resources on the Resilience Centre website, www.theresiliencecentre.com.au.